This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The monthly jobs report is, of course, just a whole lot of data points. One of those data points that's more relevant than most of the others is what's known as average hourly earnings, which have been moving pretty steadily up all year long. I don't know this for a fact, but I would guess that Jay Powell and the rest of them are watching that pretty closely because wage growth can sometimes, the operative words being can and sometimes, drive inflation. In his press conference this week, Powell did say that wage gains have been well above, that's his word, where they need to be to get inflation down to where the Fed wants it to be, which is, of course, 2%, give or take. Now, set aside for a second the argument that workers need and should have higher pay in an inflationary environment. That just kind of stands to reason. But this morning's job report showed those wage gains moderating, which maybe is just what the Fed's looking for. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Wages were up 4.7% year over year in October, down from 5% the month before. And, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute,
if you look last month compared to the 3 months prior, wage growth has been decelerating, certainly moderating, and appears to be decelerating over the last few months.
That's evidence the Fed's interest rate hikes are taking some heat out of the job market, says Kurt Long at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions.
We're seeing less job churn. People are quitting their jobs at slightly lower rates than they were previously. Employers are not having to work quite so hard to keep current staff on their payrolls.
That means offering pay raises is less urgent than it was earlier in the year. All well and good. But Fed Chair Powell said this week he wants to see wage growth fall to a level consistent with 2% inflation. Wage growth certainly isn't that low yet. But Elise Gould says it doesn't have to be.
We want to have wage growth that at least exceeds inflation so that people have increase in their living standards, increases in their ability to make ends meet. And we also want workers to see the returns of their increased productivity. Over the long term, we see productivity growth around 1.5%.
Meaning, if the Fed could get wage growth down to around 3.5%, that might be good enough to fight inflation. And Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union says there's no reason to think we need wage growth to be any lower right now.
Wage increases at this moment are an absolute good. They're helping Americans keep up with inflation, at least to some extent, and they're not contributing to inflation.
Frick's authority for that last item is the Fed chair himself, who said earlier this week, we want wages to go up, just not so much that they spark a wage price spiral. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.